Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Kiss me when you're drunk. I don't know your friends. Don't know where you've been. Why are you one night?
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Wichita, Kansas,
we need you, Lord.
A vigil taking place for the 64 souls lost on board the American Eagle flight last night that took off from Wichita and then collided midair with an Army Black Hawk helicopter as it was landing near Reagan National in D.C. Three Army soldiers also died. President Trump offering condolences earlier and speculating on possible factors.
President Trump said Americans shouldn't be hesitant to fly after the midair collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter. The president said it's not clear what caused the crash.
We'll find out how this disaster occurred and we'll ensure that nothing like this ever happens again.
But at times during a Q&A with reporters, the president did speculate on the cause and place blame on the helicopter crew and air traffic controllers. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Army soldiers were conducting a training exercise at the time. This is ABC News. Rwanda's president says he's prepared for confrontation following international criticism of his country's alleged role in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The M23 rebel group, which the UN says is backed by Rwanda, has seized Goma, the largest city in the DRC. Eastern Congo has been plagued by conflict for more than 30 years since the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Eating well is not just good for the body, it can also protect the brain.
Along with its well-known health benefits, a new study suggesting the Mediterranean diet could be a powerful tool for keeping the mind sharp. Researchers studying over 2,700 Hispanic and Latino participants finding a strong link between the Mediterranean diet and brain health. Those who ate more whole grains, fish, and olive oil while cutting back on red meat and saturated fats had better preserved brain tissue seen in MRI scans.
ABC's Dave Packer. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are at odds over the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head the Department of Health and Human Services.
Prior to a Capitol Hill hearing on Wednesday, Democrat Tammy Baldwin said Kennedy has pushed vaccine conspiracy theories.
In fact, he said once that no vaccine is safe and effective.
Kennedy said he's not anti-vax. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson thanked him.
I think I know the personal and political price you've paid for this decision. I want to say publicly, I thank you for that.
The Committee on Finance will decide whether to advance Kennedy's nomination to the full Senate. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new bill from Wisconsin Democrats looks to protect those in the U.S. illegally. Milwaukee Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez says the bill would protect them from being detained in public spaces without a judicial warrant.
Kids deserve to feel safe in school.
people deserve to seek medical care without fear of separation or detainment. That's why we are introducing this bill.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said Republicans will introduce legislation forcing law enforcement to cooperate with immigration officials as they work to deport people in the U.S. illegally. Over 70 cats were removed from a southeast Wisconsin home. Officials in Grafton deemed that home unlivable this week following a welfare check on the resident. A We Energies employee checking meters spotted dozens of cats in the window and saw packages building up at the front door. A welfare check of the home showed it had no water, gas, or electricity, and the elderly homeowner was unable to take care of themselves. 73 cats have been taken to local shelters, the residents receiving help and medical treatment. No criminal charges have been filed. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
A warm day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Plenty of sunshine with highs low 50s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine will have highs in the upper 30s. Be listening for coverage of Durand, Arkansas at Elk Mound Boys Basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off is at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
And the status of an on-again, off-again, and now on-again BOI report. Lee Zeldin has been confirmed as EPA Administrator. What might that mean for biofuels legislation? And what's at the top of the list of ag economic concerns?
Live! Set squarely in the on position. Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Paul Niefer, the farm CPA. Then it's Troy Bredenkamp from the Renewable Fuels Association. And later, Bill Lapp from Advanced Economic Solutions. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis, you're stuck on, aren't you?
I am. I can't shut it off. I would if I could. Yeah.
Well, nobody's asking you to.
I appreciate
nobody.
That. Just let me be me, you know?
I don't think we have a choice. That's gonna happen. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis Michelson. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. Davis, the sun is shining.
Oh, okay.
And The last I saw, we are headed for a record high here in northeast Iowa. We are already at 41 degrees.
Is that right?
Yes. Heading for 55.
Okay.
January 30th, Davis.
It's January. Yeah. We've got a taste of old foggy London town going on here. It's absolutely delightful. Sure. 45 degrees, cloudy, misty.
Okay.
Headed for a high of a lukewarm 51 degrees.
Man, perfect. We're going to be on top of that.
This is my kind of thing.
Holy smokes. It's it is a volatile time of the year. No doubt. No doubt. Okay. Start of a new year. We need to do a checkup, a status check on making sure that all the business moving parts are moving in the right direction. We're going to do that with Paul Niefer coming up here in a little bit.
Okay.
Bill Lapp at the end of the show is going to talk about some of the concerns that ag economists have identified for the ag economy. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Troy Bredenkamp from RFA about Lee Zeldin. And Zeldin was confirmed as EPA administrator, and what's he bringing to the table regarding biofuels and the RFS? We will discuss that with Troy coming up in just a little bit.
Okay. Sounds great.
We got a lot to do today, man.
We do.
We really do. Let's go ahead and get started with the news.
Sure thing. The National Weather Service is calling for a storm system to produce severe thunderstorms over and near Louisiana and heavy to excessive rainfall from the southern plains through the Ohio River Valley today. A strong weather system will bring the potential for flash flooding, severe thunderstorms, strong to locally damaging non-thunderstorm winds, and high elevation snow to the Hawaiian Islands through Friday, Chip.
Well, yeah.
Weren't you just saying something about nutty weather?
Yes, I absolutely was. Look at that storm front that's making its way through East Texas, yeah. Arkansas, eastern Oklahoma, into southern Missouri right now. Well, and into the Ohio River Valley. It seems to be fairly well organized and intensifying, if nothing else.
Well, Chip, the Federal Reserve yesterday opted, as expected, to keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged at 4.25 to 4.5%, with policymakers emphasizing patience in adjusting monetary policy. Powell dismissed concerns about political influence, particularly regarding President Trump's calls for rate cuts, emphasizing the Fed's independence. Crude oil prices declined on Wednesday, with U.S. crude hitting its lowest level of the year after a larger-than-expected rise in domestic stockpiles this morning. The front-month March WTI contract up 89 cents to 73.51. Chip?
Right, yeah, it's higher today. But I'm telling you, guys, this is one of the things that is at the heart of the Trump administration's economic plans, is an effort to bring down energy prices.
Well, the Office of Management and Budget officially rescinded its Monday memo that paused federal funding and mandated a program review. As confusion persists, stakeholders await further guidance on the administration's next steps. A bold move, just chopping funding like that, Chip.
Yeah, it certainly is, and we need to be prepared for more bold moves ahead.
Indeed. Well, Republican support for Russell Vought remains firm. Despite the Trump administration's shifting stance on a proposed funding pause, as the Senate Budget Committee votes today on his nomination for budget director, no GOP members have opposed him, signaling confidence in his confirmation. Trump's pick for FBI Director Kash Patel faces Senate lawmakers today in a contentious confirmation hearing. I've heard rumblings Patel may be a controversial choice, Chip. I don't know anything about him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He will be a... We've seen some fireworks in the hearings. The Patel hearing is going to be a big-time fireworks event.
Mm-hmm. Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing for Secretary of Health and Human Services yesterday before the Senate Finance Committee lasted over 3 hours. Kennedy emphasized addressing chronic diseases, promoting safe food, removing conflicts of interest in health agencies, and using, quote, gold standard science. Kennedy said that federal dollars spent on SNAP and school lunch programs could be one place to start, helping kids avoid obesity and chronic illness by cutting out sugary drinks and ultra-processed foods. Kennedy also emphasized his support for American farmers.
Yeah, lots of different, moving in a lot of different directions in the hearing is what I saw. But, and the thing is, the hearing lasted over 3 hours, but he has put in hours and days talking with senators one-on-one leading up to the vote that's going to happen next, either late tomorrow or next week.
All right. Well, on Wednesday, the Republican-led Senate confirmed former Congressman Lee Zeldin as the new administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency in a 56-42 vote. A staunch Trump ally, Zeldin is expected to steer the agency in alignment with the president's environmental policies. Looking internationally now, Chip, a little bit, ag consultancy Sovicon lowered its 24-25 Russian wheat export forecast amid a persistently slow shipment pace and challenging export conditions. India is forecast to see above-average temperatures in February, with key winter crop-growing states likely to see maximum temperatures up to 5 degrees Celsius above average. Higher temperatures during the grain formation stage, as we know, could reduce wheat yields for the fourth straight year, trimming overall production. Iowa Republicans Representative Randy Feenstra and Senator Joni Ernst introduced the Snap Back Inaccurate SNAP Payments Act to reduce federal spending by tightening oversight on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The move follows USDA data revealing an 11.68% error rate in SNAP for fiscal year 23, leading to $10 billion in overpayments. Republican lawmakers argue for stricter oversight, while USDA notes that most errors stem from unintentional mistakes rather than fraud. I don't know if I like that any better, Chip.
Well, let's clean up the unintentional mistakes and get rid of the fraud both. That's the bottom line. And I'm not saying the cut SNAP spending. I'm not saying that. Sure. But let's clean it up.
Yep.
All right.
Let's leave it there.
Yeah, we're there.
We made it.
All right. Thank you, Davis. Appreciate that very much. Okay. Now, like I said, we've got the on again, off again, now on again, BOI report. We're going to get an update on that. We've got Farm CPA Paul Niefer coming up next here on AgriTalk.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Achieving excellence isn't easy. It's reserved for those willing to work for it. Farmers like you, who strive for bigger yields and better education. People who settle for nothing less than the very best. Because you know excellence can only be achieved through hard work, commitment, and perseverance. Take your operation to new heights and join us for the 2025 Commodity Classic, Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at commodityclassic.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
The next disaster.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Send us in.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.71%.
We are off and running on this Thursday morning edition of AgriTalk. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate that. There always seems to be some moving parts in running a business at the start of a new year, and this year is obviously no exception. The Beneficial Ownership Information Report is an excellent example of that. Let's get a status update. Paul Niefer, Farm CPA, joins us right now. Mr. Niefer, how are you, buddy? It's good to talk to you.
I'm doing great, and your intro before the break was almost accurate because you were saying,
on again, off again. And then you said on again. Well, actually, it's technically off again.
Off again?
Yeah. The Supreme Court ruled last week that the national injunction, which meant it was off again, they lifted that. But then FinCEN, you know, the financial information or enforcement network, came out and said, hey, even though the Supreme Court lifted the injunction, we still have another case going on that's in the court system. And therefore, you don't have to file a report right now. And who knows when they're going to finally rule that we have to file a report. So for right now, you do not have to file a report.
Okay. And the bottom line on a report like this is, if you don't have to file it, you don't file it, do you?
Yeah. Well, it's an easy report to file. It takes you start to finish for a very simple LLC. It takes you about 3 minutes, 5 minutes to do. You know, it's really up to you whether you want to do it or not. So I've done about 70 of these because I'm stuck in all these LLCs with my son, and it was pretty easy to get them done.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us up to – where is this going to end up? Ultimately, is it going to have to be filed?
I think – you know, President Trump originally vetoed it. With this administration and this Congress, I could see them actually overturning it and eliminating the rule, or for sure extending it automatically to December 31 of 25. That was part of the continuing resolution, the original continuing resolution that then got axed out. So I definitely think for sure it'll probably be December 31 before you have to file it.
Okay. All right. Continuing resolution. Let's take a look at the next continuing resolution, the one big, beautiful bill. What's the status of the tax extenders in there?
You know, Republicans can't even agree on how much money they're willing to let the deficit go up by or go down by. You know, there's quite a few hawks there that, hey, we don't want the deficit to go up. We want the deficit to go down. You know, they had their three-day meeting with President Trump earlier this week, and they could not decide on any type of a number. And I think I'll just tell people out there that any major tax law change typically does not happen until December. So even though the Republicans say, hey, we're going to try to do this in a big bill, I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen.
So the one big beautiful bill is getting busted up. That has an implication on a number of things, including the farm bill, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, farmers have to understand, even if we pass a farm bill, there is no money for most farmers, for most row crop farmers. There's not going to be any money from passing a new farm bill until October of 2027. So, I mean, we're already 2 years down, 2.5 years before you're ever going to see any money from the new farm bills. So the idea of passing it now or passing it at the end of the year for most farm operations is sort of irrelevant. It's going to be, you're going to get the money the same amount of time. So I probably, you know, there's an incentive to get it done for other priorities. But as far as for the row crop farmer out there and ARC and PLC, remember, a 26 farm bill, you get no payments until October of 27. So
Right. Don't
get too hung up on getting it done. And I think that's also gumming up the works because Congress knows they really don't have a deadline.
Right. And they do work better with a deadline. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they work better. They just get things done.
Doesn't
mean it's better. They just get it done.
Thank you. Thank you. That is absolutely correct. The ARC PLC, how effective of a safety net are they right now as the current farm bill stands?
As the current farm bill, likely there's going to be minimal payments, especially for corn, soybeans, even wheat, maybe some of the what I call southern crops, rice, peanuts, and cotton will probably get a payment. But I'm, you know, based on the current MYA projections by USDA for the 25 crop, unless your yield actually went down, you know, your ARC is likely not going to pay anything. PLC is definitely not going to pay anything, especially with the rally in prices that we've seen. So it's not going to be much of a safety net. Now, by saying that, if prices continue to do the rally, I think most farmers would rather get more for their crop than to rely on ARC or PLC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Deadline to sign up for the program, is that the middle of April?
Yep, April 15th. Okay. It used to be March 15th, but they extended it for a month this year.
Okay. All right, very good. So you were down in San Antonio at the AFBF conference, right?
Yep, the American Farm Bureau conference, yep.
What'd you learn down there?
You know, I learned that, you know, from a tax standpoint, everybody tends to have the same questions. You know, one of the key questions was brought up, hey, are they going to eliminate the estate tax? And, you know, my response was, you know, be careful what you wish for. You know, eliminating the estate tax sounds really great. You know, we're not going to owe any estate tax. However, if that happens and we get a new progressive government at some point in time, they're going to say, hey, people, we eliminate the estate tax. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to have a capital gains tax at death. You know, you're going to have to pretend like you sold all your assets for fair market value at death, just like Canada. And I think most farmers would rather keep the current estate tax than have a capital gains tax at death. So that's something I'm definitely watching out for.
Yeah, there's always the what are you giving up to get what you want? That's exactly kind of the bottom line here, right?
Yeah, the law of unintended consequences. Yeah, you get one good deal, and then you find out later on this good deal led to a horrible deal. So that's what I worry about.
Right. Okay. What any movement on biofuels and the 45Z and any of the production incentives?
No, you know, and the other thing too is, you know, if it goes through, my concern is these farmers are going to start creating more entities, because under the current rules that the IRS and USDA sort of came out with, they have this weighted average where, let's say that half of your acres meet the requirements, you know, to get a credit, and half the acres are sort of conventional tillage. Well, you don't get to pick and choose. They're going to do a weighted average, so you're going to have to blend it all together. Well, if that's the reality, I could see farmers start creating another entity that's only going to farm the good acres that they're going to get the credit for, and the other entity is going to farm the bad acres, and then that just leads to additional tax returns and additional accounting nightmares. So I do have my concerns on that.
Okay. Could there be some rules included to stop the additional entity establishing those additional entities?
Yeah, potentially. And again, right now, the guidance that we have is so nebulous, and, you know, we have certainly some Republicans that want to eliminate 45Z or make major changes to it. Certainly it would be nice if they changed it to require domestic feedstock versus this, you know, bringing it in from China or Brazil. So, you know, I would say to be determined. You know, we're just gonna have to have a wait and see on it.
Okay. What are you seeing from the administration right now, DOGE in particular, that has caught your attention?
You know, if they listed or provided a listing of about 60 pages of potential cuts in various items, and certainly if you read through it, there is the potential to make fairly good size cuts. You know, we'll just have to wait and see on that.
Right.
Now, do they have the will to do it?
That's the big question. Hey, I'm going to get a chance to see you in Kansas City, February 17 to 19 at the Top Producer Summit, right?
You are correct. And I'll be speaking on sort of, you know, typically I know what I'm going to be speaking on beforehand. By now I would know. This year, you know, I still got almost a month to go, so things could happen between now and then. So we know for sure I'll talk about taxes, what might be coming. Maybe we'll have better clarity. I'll talk a little bit about maybe some of the provisions in the farm bill that I really like. Hopefully they'll happen. Maybe a little bit on 45Z, a little bit on financial aid and so on. But, you know, this is one of these cases, Chip, where I don't know exactly what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah. Not at this point, but you will before we get there. I
definitely.
And I've seen Paul at TPS before. If you guys want to have an opportunity to have a one-on-one conversation with Niefer, you need to look into getting down to Kansas City and TPS. Just go to www.tpsummit.com for more information. We'll talk to you later, Paul. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Chip.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Milk markets are mostly lower. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk still steady at 2034, March down 7 to 1995, April down 5 to 1970, May down 3 at 1957. Live and feeder cattle markets moving up mostly lower on a lot of technical selling after the big gains recently in the markets, even though cash cattle markets were trading $6 to $7 higher in the Southern Plains. Now, only the nearby feeder cattle market is still higher. Hog markets moving mostly higher. The market is continuing to advance the positions in the markets, even though we've seen some lower pork cutout values during the midday. February live cattle down 285 to 204.17. January feeder cattle up $1.25 to 281.80. February hogs up 35 cents. To 84.25. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans moving mostly lower due to technical selling on overbought conditions. Weekly export sales for corn, though, were at 1.359 million metric tons. For soybeans, a bit soft at 438,000 metric tons. Wheat markets higher due to a continued spread unwinding versus corn and also higher MATIF wheat prices. New crop corn down 1 3/4 to 465. New crop beans down 9 1/2 to 1054. March wheat up 6 to 568 1/2. I'm Brian Winnikins. Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. I see.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country. Country Feed and Seed.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation. Street lights along
the highway. Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us. Lee Zeldin, former New York congressman, has been confirmed to be the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. And that automatically makes Mr. Zeldin a must-know for farmers. Let's talk about what we know about Zeldin with Troy Bredenkamp, Senior VP of Government and Public Affairs for the Renewable Fuels Association. Troy, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm good, Chip. How are you?
Doing just fine, just fine. Let's keep it broad-based here to begin with. What do we need to know about Zeldin?
Well, I think regardless of the positions he may have had as a congressman from New York, I think the most important thing, Chip, is to remember he works for Donald J. Trump, and he made that abundantly clear at his confirmation hearing that regardless how he may feel individually or privately about certain things or maybe positions he had had in the past, his positions are those of Donald Trump's. And so that was news to our ears, or music to our ears, because we know that President Trump has been a pretty ardent supporter of ethanol and the American farmer. So we anticipate a good working relationship with Administrator Zeldin. And he did say all the right things at his confirmation hearing, whether it was support of the renewable fuel standard, whether it was working with us in Congress to get the year-round E15 issue resolved. And then I think just from a broad agricultural perspective, I would assume we would have a good working relationship with him and the farmer would as well on Clean Water Act type issues. So it's at the start of a brand new administration, but I think we're going to have a pretty good working relationship with Mr. Zeldin.
Okay. And he did get votes of approval from the biofuels supporters, the champions that are there in the Senate, right?
Yeah, he did, certainly. So the committee that he would have had to run his confirmation through is the Environment and Public Works Committee. Senator Ricketts of Nebraska, who is a strong biofuel supporter, is on that committee. And he asked him some pointed questions about biofuel and in particular ethanol. And as I said, he really did come back with the right response. I think the most important of which is he knows who he works for and he knows President Trump's position on ethanol and biofuel issues. So I think that's going to bode well for us in the future.
Okay, I want to talk about that just a bit more, but I do want to make sure that people understand why we are talking about this, because when he was congressman from New York, he pushed the Trump 1.0 administration to reduce the RVOs, the renewable volume obligations in the RFS, right?
He did, to a degree. He also was part of a bill introduction in the House that would have eliminated the renewable fuel standard. Mm-hmm. I think that bill was in 2017. But he had other colleagues along that line, and one of them was then-Congressman, now Governor DeSantis of Florida, mm-hmm. who recently ran for president and had changed his tune when it came to biofuels and ethanol as well. You know, it's a different... it's a different dynamic, Chip, than it was in 2016 to 2020. There is a lot better cooperation. There's a lot better partnership between renewable fuel interests and oil and gas interests. It really is this liquid fuel complex kind of coming together, working together to see how far we can go on the liquid fuel side to meet whatever consumers are looking for, whether that be lower cost, whether that be cleaner for the environment, or just more national security in this new energy dominance agenda of the Trump administration. I think everything's going to work well together, and that's a little different dynamic than it was when Mr. Zeldin was in Congress. And so I think everyone's waking up to the fact that things are changing. This isn't Trump 1.0. In the Trump 2.0, things are going to look a little different. And one of the major changes is going to be that relationship between biofuel interests and oil and gas interests.
Okay, excellent. We've seen some hints of that already, though, haven't we, with the American Petroleum Institute supporting year-round availability of E15. Isn't that right, Troy?
Absolutely. You know, these days, I'm spending as much time with the American Petroleum Institute as I am with the National Corn Growers Association. We all are, simply because it really behooves the liquid fuel complex to advocate for year-round E15. It's the easy button. It's a no-brainer. Our product makes liquid fuel more efficient, better for the environment, and I think everyone sees those benefits. And so everyone is working together to get year-round E15 done, and I think we will continue to work together because the second thing that Mr. Zeldin's EPA will need to tackle is the renewable fuel standard, and in particular, setting new volumes in the renewable volume obligations for 2026 and beyond. And I think there again, Chip, you're going to see a pretty good coordinated working relationship between our side and the oil and gas sector to make sure that that's a robust renewable volume obligation so that everyone has room to expand what they're trying to do from a renewable fuel perspective.
Okay. All right. Has there been any progress on the 45Z that we need to be aware of? What is the status of that? What and more in general, Troy, what is the Trump 2.0 approach to some of the low carbon fuels? What are you picking up?
Well, so that is a little bit of a black hole right now, Chip, when it comes to 45Z. As you know, the Biden administration pushed out a lot of interim guidance and rulemaking there in the last week before the inauguration. And frankly, there was some decent work products turned out, but they were just incomplete. And so now it will be up to the Trump administration to pick up where the Biden administration dropped off. But before we can even get to that point, we have to make sure that the Trump administration is comfortable advocating, promoting, and including, you know, these low carbon tax credits into their bigger strategy moving forward. So those are questions that are still hanging out there. They put a freeze on all interim rulemaking, which would include 45Z. For just a simple review, that's a pretty standard operating procedure with a new administration. But we're going to have to figure out where they're at and get them more comfortable with 45Z. We still see great opportunity there for agriculture. And I think if we can express it in that light to the Trump administration, that this is an opportunity to help agriculture through a, you know, challenging financial period, rather than focus maybe on the carbon reduction, I think we have a fighting chance for them to pick it up and finish that work product. So okay. It's a wait and see right now, Chip, but we're hopeful moving forward.
Yeah, and part of the reason that we are hopeful moving forward is because liquid fuels under this administration have got more of a future, right?
Absolutely. No, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Okay. It's got to feel good to have a Senate Majority Leader in John Thune that is such a big supporter of biofuels. What does that mean to the industry?
I think it's hard to put into words exactly how important that is, Chip. Yeah. I've told people biofuels, and in particular ethanol, has not been in this good of a position in the U.S. Senate since the last majority leader from South Dakota was in office. So it really is a new dawn for us. When you look at John Thune's record with biofuels, and in particular ethanol, he probably, I'm just spitballing here, but I'm guessing he probably introduced no less than 75% of the legislation that we were advocating for when he was just Senator John Thune. So having him in that majority leader role of the U.S. Senate is you just can't overstate the importance there. It's significant. It is huge. And I think that's why we're going to see hopefully a fairly rapid resolution to the year-round E15 issue, along with other measures moving forward. You know, he said it yesterday in his statement in support of Lee Zeldin. He mentioned biofuels and the important role they play in the entire energy complex. So it's top of mind for him, and that's a great place for us and for agriculture to be, to have a champion like him leading the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, so he's doing it out in front when the spotlight is on him, but you know he's keeping it top of mind in some of the closed-door conversations that he is having with President Trump. He's got to be, because it is so important to his state.
Absolutely. Yeah, matter of fact, I had the opportunity to run into him at the airport. I fly back and forth from Nebraska quite often, and he's usually on that Thursday flight. And after I congratulated him for his new job, I talked about E15 and the importance of getting it done. And he told me to my face, he goes, "It is over, well over time to actually get that issue resolved." So we look forward to working with him and the new Congress.
Fantastic. Great update, Troy. Thank you for making time for us.
You bet, Chip. Anytime.
You bet. Troy Bredenkamp, Senior VP, Government and Public Affairs at the Renewable Fuels Association.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone. offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Elevate your game and set your sights on Denver for the 2025 Commodity Classic. With technology that moves faster than fluctuating markets and information as important as a million-dollar rain, Commodity Classic is designed for growers of all kinds, where you'll broaden your horizons as you improve yield and ROI one bushel at a time. Take your operation to new heights and join us for Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at commodityclassic.com.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us. Davis, President Trump is taking some questions right now regarding that collision that happened in the skies in Washington, D.C., Reagan Airport. It looks like no survivors on that from the plane or the helicopter. Just a terrible, terrible accident.
Yeah.
Our hearts and our thoughts obviously go out to anybody and everybody that was affected by this accident in any way. So we're thinking about you. We're thinking about you. They'll get to the bottom line and figure out exactly what happened and make sure that it doesn't happen again. Okay, the latest Ag Economist survey conducted by Farm Journal is complete. The observation in the survey are certainly worth a closer look and helping us do that. Bill Lapp, Advanced Economic Solutions. Bill, it's good to talk to you this time in the morning. How are you?
Hey, Chip, it's great to talk to you. How have you been?
Doing just fine, just fine. So on this survey, Bill, what's at the top of the list? What should farmers be most concerned about for the year ahead?
Well, I think that there's plenty of angst about what might transpire under a new administration. That's probably true, whether it's Trump or in previous administrations as well. I think there's concern, maybe overstated, about the farm bill. I think eventually it'll get on, and I can't imagine we will have a situation where we don't see an extension and then continued insurance payments and anything else that farmers need to survive. But, you know, not having it passed is a problem. And then,
yep.
Obviously, tariffs are, as I mentioned, the Trump administration, you know, you look back to 2018, 2019, that just was not a lot of fun. So
yeah.
I think those are the things. Things have improved over the past month per the survey, and I would agree with that. Over the past year, with lower corn, wheat, and soybean prices, that's a big challenge. Yeah.
Okay, so when we talk about tariffs, obviously China's the number one market that I think about anyway. But what about Canada and Mexico? There appears to be at least some risk that, I don't know if I'm defining that right. There seems to be some chance that the U.S. is going to initiate some tariffs on Mexico, imports from Mexico, imports from Canada, as early as this weekend. What help us understand the chances of that happening?
Well, it'd be a big impact on agriculture, obviously, because that could create retaliation from one or both countries if that happened. I think it's huge impact on other industries. I think the auto industry is so interrelated between all three countries that it may have a bigger impact on the auto industry than on that. I we've seen kind of backpedaling away from imminent threats of tariffs repeatedly since inauguration, that we didn't have them immediately, and some pulling back from the initial thoughts. Yesterday, I believe it was Commerce Secretary nominee Lutnick certainly implied that there's greater possibility now than I've heard in the past. He said something to the effect of, and I'll paraphrase, they're acting swiftly, and if they execute, there will be no tariff.
Okay.
So I thought that was a big change. So, you know, if nothing else, we bought time, and I don't think it'd be my opinion, and I'd probably be willing to bet on it, that February 1st will come and go, and we won't have tariffs.
Right. Okay. All right. So in the survey, there was a question on immigration policy. What did we learn from some of the answers regarding what is happening at the border?
Yeah, there's a great deal of angst. I think people have a natural tendency to believe we need to do something about immigration relative to where we've been the past couple of years. I think that there's a lot of dependence on immigration, and that brought a great deal of concern to the participants in the survey, that, you know, the fruit and vegetable farmers out in California, dairy farmers could be adversely impacted. And I think that the one thing that was understated in the survey that gives me a lot of pause is what would happen to the livestock industry. And we saw this during COVID when we had a lack of labor there. We had, if you don't run the packing plants, the consumer has to pay more for their red meat or their proteins, and the producers don't have a place to market in an orderly fashion what they had. So I think that may be the biggest thing that happens with immigration. And thus far, I don't think we've had any major events that we've seen in the packing plants where we had come in with a big raid and
right,
have to shut down. But that looms as a threat.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a threat that could have an impact on attendance. There's going to be rumors out there that, boy, the raid is coming today, and as a result, you might get some workers that just don't show up, and it can slow. That can bog down the processing in an industry where it's got to be running at a pretty high efficiency all the time.
Yeah, that goes contrary to the goal of the president and this administration to keep inflation down.
Yep. No doubt about it. No doubt. All right. Hey, Bill, we can get more details of the latest economist survey. Just go to agweb.com and take a look at the results there. Bill, great conversation, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Great to talk to you. Have a great week.
You bet. Bill Lapp, Advanced Economic Solutions, with some of the details of the latest Ag Economist survey. As I said, just go to www.agweb.com and get some more details there. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Appreciate it. Thanks to everybody for coming on and bringing their thoughts. Come back this afternoon. We've got Brian Basting from Advanced Trading. And tomorrow morning, it's the free-for-all here on AgriTalk.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by
by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores Ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Plus, members save $10 per gallon of Stainmaster Performance interior paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Recovery efforts continue.